I tried again. Angela? She looked up curiously. Is it normal for the Collins? I kept my eyes on the shoes. To be out of school a lot? I failed miserably in my attempt to sound nonchalant. Yes, when the weather is good, they go backpacking all the time, even the doctor. They're all real outdoorsy, she told me quietly, examining her shoes, too. She didn't ask one question, let alone the hundreds that Jessica would have unleashed. I was beginning to really like Angela. Oh, I let the subject drop as Jessica returned to show us the rhinestone jewelry she'd found to match her silver shoes. We planned to go to dinner at a little Italian restaurant on the boardwalk, but the dress shopping hadn't taken as long as we'd expected. Jess and Angela were going to take their clothes back to the car and then walk down to the bay. I told them I would meet them at the restaurant in an hour. I wanted to look for a bookstore. They were both willing to come with me, but I encouraged them to go have fun. They didn't know how preoccupied I could get when surrounded by books. It was something I preferred to do alone. They walked off to the car, chattering happily, and I headed in the direction Jess pointed out. I had no trouble finding the bookstore, but it wasn't what I was looking for. The windows were full of crystals, dream catchers, and books about spiritual healing. I didn't even go inside. Through the glass, I could see a 50-year-old woman with long gray hair worn straight down her back, clad in a dress right out of the 60s, smiling welcomingly from behind the counter. I decided that was one conversation I could skip. There had to be a normal bookstore in town.